AP Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. The National League Championship Series kicked off in Los Angeles on Sunday night as the Dodgers played host to the Mets. Correspondent Mark Myers was on the scene.
Jack Flaherty threw seven shutout innings, and the Dodgers take game one from the Mets by a lopsided 9-0 score. Flaherty allowed two hits and struck out six, winning manager Dave Roberts on his pitcher after the game.
It was just a pitching clinic. I thought he did a great job of filling up the strike zone with his complete mix, used his fastball when he needed to.
Mookie Betts drove in three runs, Max Muncy knocked in two, and Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman each had two hits and a run batted in. Mets starter Kodai Senga struggled with command and lasted only an inning and a third, charged with three runs allowed. Dodger pitching has strung together 33 consecutive scoreless innings in this postseason.
The WNBA finals are knotted up at a game apiece as the New York Liberty led wire to wire in game two, beating the Minnesota Lynx 80-66. Brianna Stewart had 21 to lead all scores. The series shifts to Minneapolis for game three on Wednesday. Among the premier matchups in the NFL, the Ravens and Commanders hooked up for Beltway bragging rights. Correspondent Craig Heist.
Lamar Jackson threw for 323 yards and a touchdown, while Derrick Henry had two touchdown runs as the Ravens won their fourth straight game with a 30-23 win over the Commanders. Jackson's TD pass went to Mark Andrews, his first touchdown reception of the year. He also connected with Zay Flowers nine times for 132 yards.
You know, instead of just talking about it, we was about it today. Just putting points on the board. We started off slow. Even when we was scoring on those drives, I still felt like we was kind of off some way, but like I said, there's room for improvement. We just got to keep stacking.
Henry finished with 132 yards on 24 carries. Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels threw two touchdown passes to Terry McLaurin. Both teams are 4-2.
NFL Sunday opened up in London, where the Bears improved to 4-2 with a 35-16 stomping of the Jaguars. Caleb Williams threw for four touchdowns for Chicago.
Obviously, you study, you watch, and do all these other things, but you know, once the ball snaps, you gotta have that that post snap read and know what you have to do and be confident about it. So. I think that's what I can contribute it to.
Cole Kmet caught two, while Keenan Allen caught the other two. Jordan Love also threw for four touchdowns as the Packers got up early and scored often in a 34-13 rout of the Cardinals. In New England, Joe Mixon came back after missing 3 weeks with an injury. He ran for 102 yards and scored a pair of touchdowns as the Texans improved to 5-1, routing the Patriots 41-21. Rookie Drake May threw three touchdowns and two picks in his first start for the Patriots. Playing without Anthony Richardson and Jonathan Taylor once again, the Colts went on the road and managed to upend the Titans 20-17. Joe Flacco threw a pair of touchdowns, including the go-ahead score to Michael Pittman in the fourth. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith returned for the Eagles, who blew a pair of leads before squeaking past the Browns 20-16. A.J. Brown caught six balls for 116 yards and a touchdown. And the Buccaneers blew out the Saints 51-27 behind four touchdowns from Baker Mayfield and a monster game for Chris Godwin, who had 11 catches for 125 yards and a score. With Rashad White out, Sean Tucker and Bucky Irving combined for 217 yards on the ground and three total scores. Still to come, a look at the late games and a busy night on the ice. The banged-up Cowboys were no match for the Lions, who avenged last season's loss in Dallas. Correspondent Bob Stevens was on the scene.
Jared Goff threw for 315 yards and three touchdowns. The Detroit Lions routed the Dallas Cowboys 47-9. Cowboys' fourth consecutive lopsided loss at home dating back to last season. Lions racked up 492 yards of offense, trailed 3-0 early, but then ran off 27 consecutive points and never looked back. Goff says it was a very satisfying win.
We're starting this little stretch here where this was our first road game of a few more to come, and yeah, we wanted to come out and play well. They're a great team, and we were able to get on top of them today and do our thing.
The win came at a large cost for the Lions, who lost Aiden Hutchinson to a broken tibia in the second half. The injury required an immediate surgery at a Dallas hospital. In the NFC South, the Falcons joined the Buccaneers at 4-2 with a 38-20 thrashing of the Panthers. Bijan Robinson ran in a pair of touchdowns for Atlanta. The Steelers' running game exploded for a season-high 183 yards as Pittsburgh dominated the second half to top the Raiders 32-13. Aiden O'Connell threw for 227 yards. yards, a touchdown, and a pick in his first start of the season for the Raiders. And the Chargers opened up a 23-0 lead going into the fourth, but had to hang on to beat the Broncos 23-16. Sunday Night Football featured the Giants hosting the Bengals, who were desperate for a win. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has the details.
The Bengals put together just enough offense in a 17-7 win over the Giants. Joe Burrow ran for a 47-yard touchdown on Cincinnati's opening possession and was 19 of 28 passing for 208 yards.
I just saw an opening, saw it was man coverage, and you know was able to squeak through there and find the end zone.
After the Giants tied it on Tyrone Tracy's one-yard run in the third quarter, Burrow immediately led a drive that ended with Evan McPherson's 37-yard kick. Chase Brown's 30-yard scoring burst with 1:57 left put the game out of reach. The G-men missed a potential game-tying field goal in the final period and turned the ball over on downs at the Bengals 36 with 3:05 remaining.
On the ice, Kyle Connor scored a second of the season in overtime to help the Jets clip the Wild 2-1. Casey DeSmith became the third goalie in Dallas history to record a shutout in his debut as the Stars blanked the Kraken 2-0. The Flames are off to a 3-0 start with a 4-1 knockout of the Oilers. Edmonton is now 0-3. And Tomas Hertl scored the go-ahead goal early in the third to help the Golden Knights edge the Ducks 3-1 and improve to 3-0. NASCAR Kyle Larson took the checkered flag at the Charlotte Roval 400 with four races left in the playoffs. Matt McCarty finished 23-under, three strokes ahead of Steven Yeager to win the PGA's inaugural Black Desert Championship. Tennis Jannik Sinner downs Novak Djokovic in straight sets to win the Shanghai Masters, and Aryna Sabalenka needed three sets to top Qinwen Zhang in the finals of the Wuhan Open. I'm Denny Kapp, AP Sports.